Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the dark side of the AM. I'll be your tour guide this evening as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. Please check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. Those are really the best two ways. The best two ways to support me, to support this show. So I'll underscore it once again. If you like this content, if you like the guests, these information breakdown segments, I implore you, I beseech you, I ask upon you, please consider becoming a patron. Consider just making a one-time donation. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. We also have a lightning link there, so you can send me some shitoshis if you are so inclined. A rich cultural tapestry of amazing guests that we've had on this program. I assure you I'm going to get some more on there. It's been a whole lot going on lately, and I've really just chosen to go in a different direction where it's just a little bit more me. So that's just what's up. Not that I wouldn't love to talk to some people, but we'll work on it. Nevertheless, we still got a ton of guests for you to talk to. Or should I say listen to. You can go direct to the Apple Podcast link there. You can also download the iPhone app, the Android app, subscribe by email. That's my favorite one. And, of course, sign up for the free newsletter. So much right there at AnomicAge.com. But you didn't come here to listen to that. You came here for this. So tonight we're going to get into, as it details, or it's a little bit of a vague title, Tested. But we'll get into just that. We'll get into this notion of being tested this evening. Great song by the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. One of the lyrics in there says something to the effect of, I'm not a coward, I've just never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Yeah, I think I fall somewhere within that. And I think as a society, so much of us are in that same vein right about now, that we're sort of hoping we're going to pass the test that is coming up. And it's going to be a treacherous, dark time coming up, folks. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. I'm not going to pretend that we are living in the 50s or some nonsense like that. It's going to be rough. It's going to get tough, and then it's going to get tougher. As we really close in on the complete implosion of the West, as we circle the wagons and come to the screeching halt of our economy, as we come full force into an unbridled civil war. I mean, all these things are what's on the horizon. The food, the water, the shelter, all those things that we see as creature comforts in our society. They're going to be gone. And I know I've mentioned this many times before, but as I've really gone through so much of research, looking, reading, and just listening to things from the 1960s and into the 70s, on the Vietnam War, there's a lot of just hallmarks that keep coming to my mind that I think are so prescient in this times that we're living in. And sort of an overarching theme that I heard so many soldiers underscore is just this notion that there was their lives before they went into Vietnam and their lives after Vietnam. And they sort of went into their lives thinking they knew what it was all about, sort of thinking they had it at least on a surface level figured out. And then when they got into the theater of war, another reality opened up and everything that they once knew could be no more. And that's kind of the collision course that we're headed down right now, except we're not in, not yet, in a hot war. But one of the big themes that kept coming up in so much that I read and listened to was the importance of survival. The importance of survival in just a completely different context. And people kept sort of speaking of it in this tone that they didn't realize how simple life really was in many regards until they were put in that combat scenario in which the number one thing on your mind was survival. Everything else kind of faded into black. And each and every day was predicated on survival. Are we going to survive the next step? Are we going to survive to the next village? Are we going to survive our next breath? And that's something that I think once people are introduced to that concept, they realize the importance of life and how quickly it can be taken. And I'm not pretending that I know what that's about. I don't. And I hope I never have to know what that's about. But I am really reminded of these words and so much that I've listened to in the past month. And it really is haunting. Those conversations, those interviews are haunting because I think that's exactly what is coming down. And I don't want that. I really don't. I don't want that to be my reality. I don't want that to be the America that we live in. I don't want any of that, folks. I don't want any of that for my family, for my progeny. I don't want it for yours. I don't want any of this. But I think that's what's coming down. I hope I'm wrong. I really pray every day that I am wrong. And it was kind of funny this evening because I always sort of say this, but it's funny the things that you remember and the things that you forget. But so often now, parallels are drawn and dots are connected throughout just my daily life. And I was reading the Bible story tonight, reading out of the Bible about Abraham and how he trusted God and how he was set out to sacrifice his son, his only son. And I'm not going to sit up here and pretend with a lot of pomp and circumstance and hubris and just all kinds of, oh, I've got it all figured out, that I would have that much trust that Abraham did to go forward and at least go through everything except for the sacrifice. At that moment, God called upon him to stop. And I'm not going to pretend I have in a modicum of that much faith. I will not pretend that. And every time I read that story, it just strikes me like steel. I guess my own ineptitude, my own inadequacies, and my own failings, because I don't have that. I really don't. I'm not going to sacrifice any member of my family, let alone my child. And that sort of scares me sometimes. It really does. Because we're at that precipice, we're at that point where our faith is going to be tested all the time. And as the curtain begins to close on the society that we once knew, I think we're going to all be faced with these sort of quandaries more and more and more. And it's disheartening. It's scary. I've got to be real with you. It is. But I think so much of what we've all lived through in the last few years, but easily the last 5 to 10 years, has been a test. A bit of an IQ test, perhaps, a faith test, perhaps, even a gut check, perhaps. I don't know. Some sort of culmination of all of those, I think, is kind of what we've all lived through in the last 5 to 10 years. You know, how much are we going to put up with? It's an old SSD song that I'm always reminded of. The chorus goes something to the effect of, how much art can you take? How much art can you take? And I think that's kind of where we all are. How much more tyranny are we going to take? How much more having our noses rubbed in the brown stuff are we going to take? I don't have an answer. I don't have any sort of great, do this. Everybody run out and do that. I don't have any of that, folks. I really don't. But we're all going to come to that point. We're all going to come to that crossroads. And it's a scary time. It really is. It is. But I don't know. I don't know what to say sometimes when we discuss these things. As a community, you know, all the acolytes of truth out there. Here I am propagating truth in a world of lies. And sadly, I don't know what to tell you on most of this, folks, except we're in a test. It's all part of a test. If you can't look back the last 5 years and realize we're in a test, I don't know what to tell you. But I think we're all being tested. We've all been tested for a long time. I think it's sort of a multi-generational test, you know. I would suggest that Roe versus Wade was a test. And in many regards, I think that's what caused the hand of God to be removed from our country. I think we've done a lot of evil. But I think that was kind of the one coup de grace. The big crescendo. And we can look back at so many other things that we've allowed to go on, we've allowed to happen. I sent a couple of, it wasn't even memes, it was messages to people that I guess had memes in them. Maybe it was a meme, I don't know. But it was an image. And it just basically said, never forget, people were really this dumb. Showed images of morons following the lines in the grocery store, and images of morons wearing masks in a pool and hugging loved ones through a shower curtain and all this just idiocy. Idiocy, folks. Idiocy. And it's sometimes, you know, you write your own revisionist history and like to make yourselves the hero of your own story, but I am not doing that here. I'll be happy to tell you, I knew this was a bunch of hogwash from the jump. You can look back at all these shows that I covered, the COVID hoax, PSYOP 19. I don't have to worry about saying the wrong thing on YouTube anymore because I'm not on YouTube anymore. So if anyone wants to post my material on YouTube, please do so. Maybe you get more hits than I did. I'm sure you would. I'm sure a blind man, you know, fumbling around in the dark would get more hits and follows and likes and everything else than the Anomic Age ever did on YouTube. But I digress. My point in saying that is to say this. I called this a long time ago. When this whole thing started just about, I thought this was a big hoax, a big psyop, a big scam. I can't believe people are wearing masks in the car. I can't believe people are following this idiocy in a grocery store. But lo and behold, they did. And I would suggest to you that that was a test. Just like the vaccine was a test. Are you really going to be this dumb? Are you really going to give it to your children? Are you really going to take it yourself? I think that was another test. And so much of this is just that old follow the leader thing. So much of this is the groupthink, the crowd mentality. You know, we've all seen this sort of stupid behavior in riots, or at least I have. You know. So I've seen this kind of mess pop off before. And I think it's one thing to see it as an outsider looking at, you know, a crowd of people. And it's another thing to look at it as an outsider looking at the whole thing take place in a culture, in a society, in a nation. And that's what we all saw. That's what we all lived through. It was all a big IQ test. It was all a big test. Are you going to be dumb enough to fall for this again? And I think that's what we have to look forward to as we move into the late innings of 2023 and roll into the fall and the like, because it'll be cold and flu season again. Oh boy, it's cold outside, kiddies. Put on your coats and your little mittens and glubbies, because it'll be yet another season of stupid, yet another big farcical stupid hoax to go down the rabbit hole with. And the real question is always going to be the same. Are you going to go along with the gag? Are you going to put the handcuffs on, get in the back of Ted Bundy's Volkswagen and let him take you for a spin? Or are you going to resist the tyranny where you find it? And I think that's what we have to do, folks. And let me play this video before I forget. I was going to play this, and I swear if I don't, I'll forget about it. But I'll play this video, and I mean, I've never been a big country fan. I mean, this might surprise you, but I've just not been a really big country fan. And the more and more I look at our society, the more I question the legitimacy of everyone. You see, if God's putting a big test on us and we're all testing ourselves in this nonsensical, farcical reality, then I'm going to test everybody too. And the more I hold society up to my own litmus test, the more it just falls flat. But here's Garth Brooks and Miranda Lambert. Is that this other boob's name? Again, I'm not a country fan. I've never really cared for any of that. But here we go again. Here we go again with some more cult of celebrity, a la the Edward Bernays playbook. They're telling you what to do. They're telling the mere mortals what to do. All right, let me just play it and I'll just shut up here. There we go. Well, that's not it. Let me see. I always do this and then I get myself in stupid here. That's what we're looking for.
We stand with Ukraine, especially the refugees.
Let me start it, because that's not what I want. I want the whole thing.
Supplies and aid is already spread thin, and this is where you come in. We need your help. We need you to donate.
Yeah, I mean, we always ask for love and prayers. Please keep doing that. But we're also going to ask you, dig in your pockets, be part of the greatest global relief plan mankind has ever seen.
Everybody deserves dignity. Everybody deserves a roof over their head to feel safe. You can be a part of that.
Yeah, amen. So join us, won't you? Stand up for love.
Stand up for mankind.
Stand up for Ukraine.
Stand up for Ukraine, I tell you. Stand up for Ukraine. Please, won't you help us? Reminds me of that old Sam Kinison bit where he's talking about aid for Africa, and he says, hey, you know, why don't you send these people soup cases instead of food? Wouldn't it make sense? Anyway, won't you help them? Help the Ukrainians, for heaven's sakes. Help them, folks. Billions and billions aren't enough. We need you to sacrifice a little more. A little more Kwan. You can donate. to urinate away more of your own money in the wind as you urinate it into another world, into another country that's not yours. Just another test, folks. Just another litmus test of stupid. Will you be dumb enough to keep falling for this? And I could cover, I mean, I could always cover this, you know, 6 ways from Sunday. It was Charles Barkley. I didn't even pull this up a couple of days ago, coming out and talking about, you know, he blessed the gays and blessed the trans. And if you don't support them, then bleep you, you know. I think he said that in the past or something fairly similar to that. He just doubled down on it this time. And it's just so disgusting, really. That's where, again, I come in and I question the legitimacy of everyone. I've said this many times on the show. I used to always see a bumper sticker that said, question authority. I don't see those anymore. Maybe I should reprint them. I could reprint my own that says a nomic age on the side or something. But anyway, I think you have to question the legitimacy of all these people. Are these legitimate people that are making legitimate points, or are they all just puppets with their strings being pulled by much greater puppeteers? Complete marionette style, just empty vessels that all they have to do is take their marching orders from on high, and they'll just get out there and tap dance and do their little song and dance for the continuation of what exactly? Their career? To make more money. I mean, on so many levels, it's just so bizarre because you see these people that are multimillionaires doing this kind of just pandering, this kind of slave mess that you might think, okay, well, you can see at least the necessity for such a thing. I didn't go along with any of this, and I didn't think this was a good idea. But during the COVID hoax, you had people that were faced with, I got to take the vaccine or lose my job and all this and that. I thought that was asinine. I knew somebody that really stood up and lost their job because of that mess. And granted, they could have probably afforded to lose it. I don't know. I'm not looking at their bank statement. But I am saying, unfortunately, most people didn't take that road. Most people took the jab because they were afraid of losing their job, or losing their house, and all this, that, and the other. And I think so much of that was a test. I think that was a test again. That was a test. I don't know if I'm not speaking for God, certainly. But in many regards, I look at that as a bit of a biblical test. Would you put something in your body that wasn't a vaccine just so you could keep the job and the car and the boat and the lake house or whatever it is? I don't know. I mean, I'm just, again, to quote the dead Kennedys, I'm not telling you, I'm asking you. It just seems like that to me. So now everybody that went along with the gag and did that, well, now they've got altered DNA when inside of their body, you know. Going back to the whole Genesis 6 thing and why the flood really happened. I think so much of this is lost in translation, you know, but people always remember the ark and the animals and Noah. Why did the flood really happen? You're missing the forest for the trees, folks. It happened because of the Nephilim mingling, you know, the fallen angels mingling with the daughters of man and producing hybrids, blasphemous creatures that were never put on this earth by God. That's what's up. And then you've got people knowingly, unknowingly, willingly, or unwillingly taking something that's a gene therapy under the guise of safety and COVID and keeping your job and keeping the house and the car and all this other nonsensical bollocks. A test, once again, a test, I might add. So I think we need to question where we're getting our information. We need to question who we're listening to. We need to question everyone and everything all the time. Before you make some big decision, maybe you should question yourself. I do. I do this regularly, folks. I mean, the world we live in is a complete bizarro world satanic death cult. Nothing is but what is not. I didn't even get into this. We'll cover it in another show, but I mean, we've got... we've got folks moving heaven and earth to stop a film from being released and to stop a film from being shown, to stop a film from disturbing people. And they should be disturbed. Because children are being trafficked, raped, molested, destroyed, murdered all across this nation, all across this globe. I haven't seen the film, but I can almost guarantee you, based on the rating, it's not a drop in the bucket as to what's really going on. Because if it gave even a modicum of what's really going on, it'd be an NC-17 XXX rating, and nobody'd be watching it probably, because they'd be throwing up and running out of the theaters. A la those fictitious movies of the 70s, Last House on the Left, The Exorcist, The Jaws movie, and the like. You know? Except this is a reality. It's a bit of a fictionalized tale based on reality, based on true world events and truth. But this boogeyman is real, folks. I'll cover that another time. I think we all need to take a long, hard look at ourselves, take a look at the world around us, take a look at those we listen to, those that we hold their opinions dear, and make sure you're not being tested, and if you are, make sure you are going to pass the test. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.